This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
Mark Hochman.
Oh, I wish I had a 6-inch churro.
Channing Crowder.
What you don't see is what you haven't seen.
Alejandro Solana.
I do struggle reading.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
They're not like us.
Sports.
Mike Cugno, eat a damn French fry.
Ever been to London, Joe?
I have.
Try the mushy peas?
No.
Lou old dang.
More sports.
The Marlins play the Washington Wizards on Monday.
A couple texts coming in regarding your sausage.
The most sports.
What about if they give...
No, terrible idea, Jimmy.
The Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show begins now.
I could listen to the Beastie Boys all afternoon long. You were tempting me to not even start the first segment, Jimmy. You play Beastie Boys first segment. I am tempted just to let the album play the entire way through. Crowder's with us from Atlanta. Are you in Atlanta?
Yes, sir. Atlanta.
And now, what are you doing there again?
We just interviewed Clarissa. What's her last? Shields, the heavyweight champion, woman's heavyweight champion.
Hmm.
And then tonight we're doing a live show at the Happy Gilmore premiere.
That's right.
That's right.
So where is the premiere taking place?
It's pretty cool. It's at a Topgolf. And it's not like a movie theater. It's at a Topgolf, and they're playing it on like every screen. It's cool. Yeah, you know Netflix does it right.
Yeah, it's Netflix crazy. Has limitless money. It's from me.
It is. It's from us. Flew us up first class, free hotel room, and we have a $125 voucher daily with the hotel to eat. Netflix just gets have stupid money.
Man, time of your life. So everyone will be there tonight, right? You'll see Sandler and
I'm hoping, but the list I saw the cast list, but like the celebrity list, and there's a bunch of people live in Atlanta. So there's a nice list of famous folks coming.
Well, last night in Atlanta was the All-Star game, and it had a rousing, exciting twist at the end, which was delightful. I had no idea. I didn't watch any of the game until the ninth inning. Turned the game on in the ninth. Well, I shouldn't say that because I did turn it on to watch Kyle Stowers bat. He struck out. Then I watched him at his second at bat and he struck out. I think that was in the ninth. But then he got to bat in the ding dong off. So the game ends 6-6. And for the first year ever, they've got a dong off to win the All-Star game. Which was cool as hell.
I didn't watch it live, but, you know, this morning on Twitter and all, I think it's perfect. It's amazing.
Was amazing. And there's an interesting reason. So Kyle Stowers, so the manager can pick any three players he wants to be in this little mini home run derby, which was better than the home run derby because you actually got to watch each pitch and then see if the ball sailed out and stuff. The home run derby was so flawed. But Kyle Stowers was one of the National League batters in the ding dong off. And I thought to myself, well, that's interesting. Like, that's what a cool little nod to Kyle Stowers. Then I found out later in the evening, all the guys you would imagine that would be in the ding dong derby had left because no one sticks around for the end of the All-Star game. So Aaron Judge wasn't in it for the American League. Like, all the guys, they play the first couple innings and then they hit it. They get out of there because they want to enjoy their vacations. So there was no one left, which is why Kyle Stowers got to bat in the ding dong derby. And he hit a ding dong too. It was fun. I loved it.
Standing in the dugout like the Will Smith meme when he's just in the living room looking around.
The manager even said, because they were interviewing the manager after the game and they're like, so who are you going to have out there for the home run? And he's like, well, Kyle Stowers, and he doesn't even know it. Like it was a surprise to Kyle Stowers. Solana's the only person I've talked to who didn't like it. He thought it was a massive failure, the home run off at the end. Why did you not like it?
Not a massive failure. I'm just not ready to crown this the greatest thing we've ever seen in sports, which is really what happened
yesterday. It really was. I haven't seen that much excitement since like the game 7 of the NBA finals in 2018. Hey, you know what I want to do after 3 hours of an exhibition baseball game that doesn't matter, that the players who are playing in the game cared so little about it, they'd leave, despite the fact that they could actually be the difference between your side winning or not. You know what would be great? How about 30 minutes of guys taking pitches? Why don't we do that? 30 minutes of watching guys just take pitches.
What did you want? Just more baseball, more extra innings?
The game's fine the way it is. You play extra innings. They have the ghost runner. The game is absolutely fine the way it is. We don't need to change anything about the way that the game is played.
It was boring, though. You literally just said in the previous statement that it was boring, and now you're saying it's perfect the way it is.
Extremely boring. Didn't watch an inning. Didn't watch a pitch until you texted me that there was a swing off going on. Don't get me wrong. The Schwarbombs were cool. The Schwarbombs are cool. That was really cool.
I mean, he just lit those balls up, man.
Yeah.
So you get 9 boring innings. You want a 10th boring inning.
Or an 11th or 12th. I mean, that's baseball, man.
But
I know baseball.
But not home runs. You don't want home runs.
I know baseball. I know what baseball is. I know how baseball's decided. And everybody's like, oh, should this be the way that the game is decided?
100%. Wait a second. You love soccer. And those end in PKs all the time.
Agreed. Soccer, basketball, and hockey, they could implement something like this. Soccer does. They have penalty kicks.
Hockey
NHL went to a shootout. And in the NBA, realistically, you could do like a 3-point shooting contest if you wanted to, if the game went into overtime. There's something there where it works. You know why?
Do it for baseball?
No, you know why? Because in soccer, you have control of the ball before you kick it. In hockey, you have control of the puck before you kick it. And in basketball, you have control of the basketball before you shoot it. In baseball, they got to do changeovers. They got to go interview the guy who's about to bat. They all ask the exact same thing. Hey, you ready here? What are you feeling here? And then you got to watch some old geezer pitch to a dude. He's going to take the first 8 pitches without swinging. Hawk, there were over 100 pitches thrown over 30 minutes in this swing off that everybody's infatuated with, everybody's enamored with. And guess how many swings of a bat there were? 15.
But
15
that is
swings
baseball.
Of a bat.
You are describing baseball, which you are talking about being a perfect game. This is an extension of baseball. I don't know how much baseball you've watched. They take a lot of pitches. Very rarely. I mean, we celebrate an immaculate inning, which is only 9 pitches. I'm not exactly certain where you're coming up with the take that they take an inordinate number of pitches when it comes to this. And yes, in soccer and hockey and basketball, you have possession of the ball when you're trying to score.
Right.
But that's in the regular game as well. And in baseball, the batter never has possession of the ball until it gets to him. This shocked you?
It did. It really did. It was shocking. Totally shocking.
Normally, they come up to plate and throw the ball up to themselves, like when you would play baseball by yourself, because your dad. Didn't play
now we're talking like now. Let's massage it. Let's figure out how to get this done properly. I want to see that. I want to see Aaron Judge just flip the ball up.
You want to change the game of baseball, which you just described as being perfect.
I want to change the swing off. I didn't think it made any. I didn't think it was as exciting as people thought it was. And then Hawk, I didn't know that the players had left. Truthfully, but I'm sitting there and I'm going, oh, Aaron Boone, thanks so much. You have the best home run hitter in the game. Your own player in Aaron Judge. He's sitting there, but instead you're going to put Jonathan Aranda out there to save the swing.
You couldn't extrapolate that Aaron Judge wasn't available.
Oh,
he wasn't out there for the dong off.
No Ohtani, no Aaron Judge in a swing off to decide the All-Star game. And everybody's like, oh, this is so this is the best thing that's ever happened to sports.
It was
oh, my God.
It was so great.
And then, there's too many pitches
in baseball.
The part that drove me nuts more than anything.
He's complaining about the game of baseball, which is fine. Yeah. But he prefaced his complaint about the game of baseball with baseball is perfect as it is.
Don't need to change anything.
I don't, I don't mind having an opinion that baseball needs to be changed. It's too slow. Yeah, and you could only have one pitch.
It's perfect.
Like, come up with whatever you want. Yeah, but you started with baseball is perfect as it is.
One strike, one ball. That should be every at bat.
Every at bat, every game. I wouldn't.
You got
I wouldn't
two chances,
argue.
Buster.
I would not argue.
Oh, and then how about this? Best part about the entire thing. Ready? Here we go. Despite the fact that the broadcast clearly stated a couple times that the swing off will not affect the outcome of the MVP of the game vote, will not affect it. They're going to decide it on the first nine innings. Guess what? A guy who finished 0-for-2 at the plate and never stepped foot on the field won MVP of an All-Star game.
Insulted your baseball intelligence.
I mean, Major League Baseball lowered their standards yesterday to the sex appeal of what America wants, and they threw the integrity of the game out the window. Despicable. Disgusting. Gotcha. Disgusting.
All right. You're disgusting and despicable, and you've thrown your integrity out the window. Yeah. Nobody likes you.
Can you tell that nobody else felt the same way I did because I had nobody's take to steal? I mean, I'm grasping at straws here to figure out why I didn't like this.
Well,
thing.
I'm hoping you're fleshing it out a little bit before I bring it up with Zach Gelb, because don't start with baseball's perfect as it is and then tell us why you want to change every facet of baseball.
I'm not kidding. I turned this on.
What were you expecting, really, having not watched any of it and not even knowing that it was going on until I texted you? What were you expecting? Mm.
Great question.
Home runs. Home runs after home runs after home runs. Dongs after dongs after dongs after dongs.
And I'm sitting there,
and I'm watching Kyle Stowers take pitches and then take a hack. And they're like, it's close to the warning track. And it lands 8 feet outside of the infield. Like,
I believe it ended 4-3, right? Dongs ended 4-3 or 5-4.
I think it was 5-4 because Schwarber hit three and then the other guy hit two.
So you saw 9 home runs in the course of less than 30 minutes, but you expected to see home run after home run. What have you been watching all your life to where
swing
you
off,
see
Hoff?
Nine home
swing
runs?
Off. Swing off. I wanted more. I wanted two guys to go up there to decide it. Two guys, they go up there and there's an automatic pitching machine. Like when you go to the cages, so that way, even playing field, you don't have to have these guys up there to go out. They're stretching their arm. And then the player's like, here, throw 6 of them first so I can see how your pitch is going to look like. Like, what? Like, don't, I don't need that. Get the automatic pitching arm out there.
And for PKs, they should do one kick each, right?
I don't know how you can compare penalty kicks.
Well, why do you only want to see one home run hitter, but you want to see multiple players try in soccer or hockey?
Because in order to get the home run, I have to watch them take pitches. And that to me is not fun. I was watching a guy do batting practice. Listen, if you love BP, if you want BP to decide your bets and the outcome of games,
like. You said you wanted just a typical extra inning, but you would see people take pitches during an extra inning all the time.
It's baseball.
It matters. It matters. The people throwing the pitches are actually trying to throw a legitimate pitch to get you to strike out or to get ahead in the count. It's totally different than somebody throwing
take pitches.
Throwing, not if it's in the course of a real game. If the outcome determines a ball or a strike, I know baseball.
So you love the traditional. You love the traditional game.
Love the traditional.
You didn't watch 1 minute of it.
Not a single pitch.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Get some notes, brother. You can work this thing out.
I'm sorry you used the first 17 minutes to work it out on the show because it was awful.
Yeah.
Hopefully, by maybe the 4 or 5 o'clock hour, you can have a more cogent argument because this was borderline re-special.
I wanted to help you. This is something else.
There's just nothing going on there, but hopefully, able to flesh it out. Today is National Glizzy Day. Very exciting day for this radio show. We love hot dogs and everything about hot dogs, and we'll celebrate hot dogs today. In fact, you're in Atlanta. You could head over to the Varsity Crowder, get yourself a little hot dog.
Asia just brought me a crawfish po' boy.
Oh, but tell her it's hot dog day.
Yeah, the Varsity is a grease box.
Right. What better place to get a hot dog than the Varsity grease box?
The Varsity is terrible.
Stop it. It's a legendary spot.
It stinks. You leave. You're greasy. Your arm is slicked with grease, air grease. I don't even know how grease gets in air.
Keep talking. It's working.
Magic City's right down the street, though. Allegedly, I might go there after this premiere tonight.
Fair enough. Understood. Yeah. I imagine there will be some heavy hitters there after that premiere tonight. Let's get the headlines with Solana. Zach Gelb is going to join us today. Mike Cuno is going to join us today. I have tried to get him to join us whilst eating a glizzy. It has not gone well so far, but you never know. By 3 o'clock, 3:30 when he joins us, he may have changed my mind. Maybe he'll be hungry. Maybe his black cup of coffee won't have filled him today, and he'll want to go get. We asked him to go to a 7-Eleven, eat a glizzy off the roller. And he said he's canceling the appearance. So.
No chance.
We'll have to see. And hopefully Gelb will have a dirty water hot dog because he joins us from New York. So let's get headlines here on National Glizzy Day from our resident glizzy, Alejandro Solana. It's brought to you by Durell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durell Volkswagen.
Don't make that joke, because you know what? I do got that dog in me. So if you want to call me a resident dog.
Or you're a big giant wiener. One of the two.
Yeah, I go with the latter.
Bradley Beal has officially been waived, by the way, by the Phoenix Suns. I don't know if you guys saw that. And
your take a couple of weeks ago. Oh, don't sleep on Bradley Beal still coming to the Heat. When I said, well, that ends all notion of Bradley Beal coming here. And you're like, oh, don't be so fast, Hawk. Don't be so fast.
I don't know. I mean, the Heat had opened up a roster spot with that Norman Powell trade.
You're
just saying
still arguing that it's going to happen? He's going to the Clippers.
He's on one today. I like it, Solana. Keep going, Solana. You got?
Guess what? Once again, just like this, the loser off. I'm renaming him like Trump. All of a sudden, I'm renaming it the boring off. Just like the boring off. According to Sean Trump,
Trump stumbled into a great bit, which is just rename anything, and he does it at the lowest possible level, and everyone loves it. So the home run. Hoax Derby last night.
Yeah. I like it, Solana. Let's get it.
According to Sham Sharania, personnel across several other teams, including the Miami Heat, pursued Bradley Beal and had extensive conversations with him.
All right. He just did his own drum roll.
I know. He's wide open today, man. He is on one.
And he's drinking out of a big gallon of public seltzer water. Solana, get it going, baby.
What's going on with him?
No, it's just funny because Hawk is sitting here like, oh, you thought Bradley Beal was coming to the Miami Heat. There was no chance. And I'm telling you that there's a report that the Heat were pursuing Bradley Beal.
Extensive they were pursuing conversation. Lots of people. Is Bradley Beal going to be in a Heat uniform?
It does not appear to be in play, no.
And I like
Bradley
Beal.
Shut the hell up about Bradley Beal already. I am so tired of hearing about this goddamn Bradley Beal. Everyone shut the hell up.
Maybe after L.A., we got a chance.
2029, Bradley Beal and John Wall.
We got them all.
Yes, we did.
Yep. KD's gonna come. Jan make an appearance. Boy, we're gonna have a squad.
One Dolphins note yesterday, rookies reported, but the guy who runs SpoTrack, that's the website that lists all the finances of all the teams and all the players. It's a great resource. He tweeted out a couple hours ago, Darren Waller's contract with the Dolphins, like what it officially becomes, because we knew Waller 1 year deal with the Dolphins, $5 million or up to $5 million. And he tweeted out, it's a 1 year deal, $2 million base salary. And then he writes plus $3 million of not likely to be earned incentives for Darren Waller. I don't know what the incentives are to be fair, but
If it's only $2 million, if you're telling me they're literally only on the hook for $2 million unless he has a Jonnu Smith style season,
yeah,
that could be one of the greatest steals.
Yeah, literally.
Although I think I said the same thing about Odell Beckham.
But we saw Odell falling off. Darren Waller had some personal issues that made him retire.
And a career. He had a rap career too.
I'm excited. I was not excited. You know, I was on the other side of this Odell Beckham thing. I'm excited about Darren Waller.
I think the difference with OBJ, though, was that he actually was coming off a decent season with Baltimore. We had probably irrational high expectations for Odell Beckham Jr. Like, I did, at least.
Well, I remember the conversations like, oh, okay, you want to make sure Tyreek doesn't catch the ball and Jaylen Waddle doesn't catch the ball? Okay, ignore Odell Beckham at your own risk.
Yeah. Right. And they ignored him, and he ignored himself.
It was no risk.
he didn't even look down at his jersey.
Inter-Miami does play tonight, by the way. They're in Cincinnati. This is a big matchup, Inter-Miami and Cincy tonight. And there are reports now that Inter-Miami and Rodrigo De Paul, that deal is pretty much done. Mm. Yeah.
The Odell Beckham or Tyreek Hill?
Your weather. Right now it's around 88 degrees. A little less rainy today than it was yesterday. That's your weather.
All right. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network on this National Glizzy Day is going to join us in the next segment, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog. Zach Gelb can be heard nationally on the Infinity Sports Network all across America. And he comes to us today and every Wednesday from the WFAN studios in New York City. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And today's National Hot Dog Day. Where is your glizzy, Gelb? Because I'm sure outside the FAN studios, they happen to have a plethora of dirty water hot dogs to choose from.
Yeah, I'm protesting National Hot Dog Day. I am not participating this year, so no hot dog for me.
I don't understand. How on earth could you protest National Hot Dog Day? And why would you disappoint us again not showing up with a hot dog? Didn't he do this to us once before where he got a hot dog?
Yeah, but he got it from a deli.
No, I got one. It wasn't a dirty water dog. Yeah, I got it from a deli because I didn't want to be like get diseases and all these things.
You're on the phone. Can't you just walk downstairs and get a dirty water hot dog while we're doing this?
I'm not doing it. I was at Margate. I had too much veal chop. I had too much pork chops. I had too much steak. I was like eating like a pig last week. I'm now going to a bachelor party tomorrow morning. So I'm not wasting the calories. And I know that's going to sound lame on a hot dog. Just not doing it.
Was that a veal parmesan that you sent me the picture of? Or was that chicken parm?
That was bone-in veal parm from Chef Ola's. Unbelievable.
That looked good. That was one of the best-looking meals I've seen in a long time.
Hey, Gail, get some microgreens. Yeah. It keeps you skinny. Microgreens.
Yeah, do you macro?
What I do is I don't do any of these drugs or any of this Fugazi stuff. I go to the gym. I work out for an hour on the elliptical. I lift some weights, and I eat a lot of, I have a lot of protein shakes, perfect peanut butter bars, and a lot of different variations of chicken sausage.
Solana, tell him how to count his macros.
Get him, Solana.
Go ahead, Solana. Tell him.
They make fun of me, Gelb, because I don't want to be fat, so I make sure I'm on a caloric deficit, and they think that's funny. I don't know why.
Well, but tell them how to count macros. Tell them how to count macros.
I'm sure he knows if he wants to count macros. It's not a hard thing to do. You just have to count the amount of calories you put into your body. That's it. Not crazy.
Yeah, I don't do any of these numbers or science. I just eat healthier and move more, and I've seen a lot of good results.
Solana, yesterday when you told us you count macros, that's just counting calories?
Calories, the amount of protein, grams of protein going into your body.
I thought it was something that I didn't know about. So instead of saying I count calories, which women have been saying since the 70s with Weight Watchers. You say I count macros because it's,
you know what,
cooler.
Solana, I'm actually, this is going to be a plot twist. I'm defending Solana. Solana, your name's on the show. Put your cojones on the table and tell these two guys you're in the best shape in this show. So tell Hockman to go eat another deep dish pizza and tell Crowder to go shut the bleep up.
He doesn't have any room to put his cojones on the table because all his macros are there.
It's not even a question, Kelb. It's not a battle worth fighting with these guys. I mean, Crowder's teeth are literally falling out of his mouth, and Hawk thinks that the Aperol Spritz is a new drink. I mean, his mind is going.
It's actually, so a drink. I actually count Aperol Spritz.
And the idea that I don't want to get fat is funny to these guys. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, just make sure your eggs are omega-3 and cage-free, and you'll never gain weight.
By the way, microgreens, Gelb, great source of fiber if you need any help in the fiber realm.
I can't believe that counting macros is just counting calories, which Richard Simmons started in 1977. Why are you counting macros?
Because it's a more defined science. Like, you're counting the amount of grams you're putting into your body. You're counting the amount of fat grams you're putting into your body. Protein.
You're any housewife in Highland Park, Illinois, growing up in 1976, counting your calories with your little notebook.
Macros.
You know what? This shows you how long I've been doing this show. Because when I first started, I was a fat slob. Solana probably wasn't in the best shape. Now he's in the best shape on the show. And you two porky guys in Hockman and Crowder now somehow allowed Solana's name on the show and allowed him to be in the best shape. So we've come a long way.
You look good,
Gelb.
You look good.
Thank you.
You look fit.
Thank you.
Have you seen his calves? Out? Have you seen his calves? I mean, Zach Gelb.
I got the best calves in radio.
Crazy. Crazy.
Solana's built like a vice principal, though, Gail. Don't give him too much credit.
That's true. You do look like a vice principal. You look like the guy who stands right behind Joe Clark just in case things get a little out of control for himself.
Solana, once again, the honeymoon is over. Your name's on the show. You don't got to kiss up to these two bullies anymore. Kick their ass now. Fight. Let's go. Entertain
me. Go macro at my head.
Let me go get some popcorn with a lot of butter and get fat again and watch this fight. Come on.
I got my fiber coming at 7:14 this morning.
Now, hold on. I remember you two clowns when you guys used to eat seaweed on this show. So let's not act like you guys don't do crazy things.
Nothing as delicious and crunchy as
packing seaweed in your mouth.
I say, hey, I'm eating a hot dog. I'm eating a seaweed. He goes, I'm counting macros, but I just found out that that's the Richard Simmons show from 1976.
It's just what it's like, called,
Hawk.
Huh?
It's a cutesy name.
I didn't come up with any name.
Counting calories.
And by the way, Gelb, the funniest part about all this is that old assfoot Channing Crowder over here has done every single fad diet ever known to man. This guy watched a vegan documentary on Netflix, and the next day let his wife convince him he had to go vegan, and then was sneaking chicken wings behind her back for years. This fraud, this phony.
Hey, now, big question here. When you have those chicken wings, do you dip them in ranch or blue cheese?
Oh, blue cheese.
Thank you. Yeah. You're a normal
man. He's a man. He's a man.
Man. Yeah, it's ranch. He's ranch people. That's the Generation X.
You know how many macros are in that blue cheese? No, of course you don't, because you're a man.
I forget the name of the character. Jeannie Sachs, I think her name was, in The Sopranos. Remember when she's sneaking those candy bars in the basement past
one
her husband?
Characters.
That's basically Channing. With the chicken wings.
Lana did not like the swing-off last night at the end of the All-Star game. I loved it. I thought it was revelatory. I thought it was fun. Solana hated it. I loved it. What did you think?
I thought it was awesome. And honestly, with how already the extra innings are Fugazi in the regular season with the ghost runner on second, if after two innings we don't have a winner, I would go to a swing-off after two extra innings in the regular season. That's what I would do. I thought it was wonderful.
And do they need to fix baseball? Because one thing we're arguing, you know, in jest about it was like baseball is a perfect game, but this swing off takes too long. Like, how do they fix baseball? Because obviously the viewership is down. We're doing top 100 lists in the summer. How do you fix baseball?
Their biggest problem is they can't market their stars. like even last night outside of Clayton Kershaw, they interview all these guys during the game and they're absolutely boring. So I appreciate the competitive nature while they're still competing in the game. They don't really want to talk to the media, but we have to do a better job in marketing the stars. Like, look how great Mike Trout was. If Mike Trout was walking down the street trying to get a glizzy, counting his macros and probably avoiding that in New York City, no one would even know if he stopped at a glizzy stand, if we're just being honest. They don't market the stars well enough. So speed up the pace of the game. I'm not a big fan of Rob Manfred. They did that with the pitch clock. This automatic ball strike system, I think, is good for reviews, which is only initiated by the pitcher, the catcher, or the batter. So they make some small changes, but ultimately I think it's an attention span issue because of how long and slow baseball could be. And I say this as someone that has a partial season ticket plan for the Mets, but there are times when you're watching a baseball game that you just get bored and you want to get up and walk around the stadium and be like Hawk and just basically go to all the food stands and eat all the foods and basically
be an Instagram
person.
That's why I love
going
to baseball games. Yeah. Because you feel like it's okay to actually walk away during the action. No other sport. I want to ask you something quick because I want to talk about that top 100 list that Crowder mentioned there. But real quick, Panthers will open the season, the NHL season, on a Tuesday at 5 p.m. NHL released the schedule. There's going to be a triple header on ESPN that night.
They're playing the Devils?
No, Blackhawks.
Okay, Blackhawks. I saw something about the Devils saying we don't like any rats in New Jersey, and it was something with the Panthers on social media. So I don't know if that was their home opener.
Did the Panthers get done dirty by the league by having their banner raising at like a 4:30 Tuesday afternoon to get the puck drop in by 5 p.m.? There's a triple header. Should the Panthers have gotten the 8 p.m. game? And why did they get the 5 p.m. game? Did they get done dirty?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to cater all those old people in Florida and get them in for the early bird special. That would be my only guess, but that is lame. You just won the Stanley Cup. You're back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. You're on the verge with one more Stanley Cup victory of becoming a dynasty. You should get primetime treatment. Is that right? 5 o'clock?
5 p.m. They open the season. It's the opening game. It's a triple. There's only three games that Tuesday night. It's a triple header.
That's lame.
But the Panthers get the first game starting at 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's lame. I don't like that.
It's a little odd, isn't it? A little odd. All right, so we talked about yesterday ad nauseum the top 100 list on Bleacher Report, and I know you've seen it. Mm-hmm. The top three are MJ, LeBron, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So let's start there. Do you agree with the top three?
Yeah, I have no problem. 1, 2, and 3. If you go MJ, 1, LeBron, 2, and Kareem in at number 3. I think that's most people's top three.
And could you honestly, Gail, because you do sports, you love sports, you talk about it nationally. Can you really confidently talk about Bob Cousy and Bill Russell? Because I see their stats, but the game is so different. I was joking yesterday with Jim Larranaga that Bill Russell was playing against damn Walgreens workers. Like, can you really go era to era and say a guy that played in the 70s is better than this guy that played in the 2020s?
So it's difficult, and here is why. Because on this list that was sent to me, Kobe was in at 11. Like, if you would have told me, if you would have just asked me the statement, is Kobe Bryant the 11th best basketball player of all time, I would say too low. And then you see the names in front of him. Now, I could disagree with some of the names that are in front of him, and I still think he should be in the top 10, but it's not like any of the names that are in front of him are absolutely egregious. But I do think Kobe was too low, by the way, at 11.
So who would you take off then?
Give me the list 1 through 10 again.
Yeah.
I have it. 1 through 10 is MJ, LeBron, Kareem, Magic Johnson, Bill Russell, Shaquille O'Neal, Tim Duncan, Larry Bird, Wilt Chamberlain, Steph Curry.
Oh, boy. See, like, that's how tough it is. I would say I'd rather have Kobe over Steph. I'd rather have Kobe over Wilt. And that's probably – would you rather have Kobe or Shaq?
Jim Larranaga said yesterday – was it Larranaga who said yesterday, or was it – who else do we have on?
I think it was Larranaga, but I'd take Kobe over Shaq.
Okay, so there, if you agree, now the dominance of Shaq just at his position was almost unstoppable. Now, afterwards, and I know Shaq was older, Shaq won one championship. Kobe ended up winning two more. Shaq had Dwayne Wade. Kobe had Pau Gasol. And Ron Artest. So, yeah, I don't think it's crazy to say that you'd rather have. Well, that was, I hear the laughing. I mean, he thanked the psychiatrist after hitting that shot. Remember?
He hit a big time shot. Yeah, no, he did. He did.
And it's if Kendrick Perkins, it's crazy to say this now, if he didn't get hurt in that game six, the Celtics probably win that series.
That was the famous line from Doc Rivers. This starting five has never been beat in a playoff series because KG was hurt the year before and then Perk didn't play game seven.
Yeah, so I would say that Kobe's somewhere in the 7 to 9 kind of range of all time.
Is there any chance, in your opinion, that LeBron could overtake MJ as number one on your list of all-time NBA players?
No. It would have been an interesting conversation if he got to 5 championships because you're in striking distance, but I don't think he's getting another championship. I think Michael is considered the greatest basketball player of all time. Now, I hate these debates because I've done this and I've refused to take in phone calls on this anymore. Because anytime you mention Michael, then LeBron people call up and they trash Michael. And then, you know, vice versa, the other way as well. So it's weird that you have to knock the second greatest basketball player and talk about him like he's some bum at times with some people in order to praise Michael Jordan.
And you talk about, like, those bigs, the Shaqs and the Kareems and all. There's no more of those, right? Because if you're Giannis, you're 7 feet. You're Kevin Durant, you're 7 feet. You're learning how to shoot threes and dribble the ball now when you're a kid.
Wemby, too. Like, Wemby 7'6". Like,
there's not another center that's going to jump in the top 10 in basketball history or now in the future.
There could be one. Nikola Jokic.
Right.
Because if he already has 3 MVPs. He already has an NBA Finals and a NBA Finals MVP. If he gets another championship in Denver, because, like, you look at how we value, I know he's on the top 10 of all time, Dirk Nowitzki winning in Dallas. And we look at Nikola Jokic, like, look at what Joker has done. I would argue that I would already rather have the career of Nikola Jokic than Kevin Durant. And look how much longer KD has already played. So that, just starting the conversation there, Joker right now, out of all the players in the league that, you know, that we aren't already talking about in the top 10, so AKA LeBron, he has the best, and Steph, he has the best chance to move into that top 10 moving forward in this next wave.
He's 17 right now on this list. It's funny because based on what he's done, career accolades, I get he doesn't belong in that echelon yet, but just overall style of play, ability.
Yeah.
Is he not the greatest big man? I mean, I know
I'm not going there yet.
A crazy take.
In the history of the game?
I'm talking about he can bang down low with anybody in the league.
And he can pass like he's an elite point guard.
He can pass like Magic Johnson. That's the thing that you never see from a big guy.
And he can shoot the threes. Not Steph Curry, but he shoots a very good percentage from three for his size. He can literally take over the game from the top of the key, brings it up like he's a point guard. We've never seen a player like that who also has a back-to-the-basket post-game like Shaquille O'Neal did. We've never seen that.
Yeah, and if you look at it right now and compare this to the NFL too, look how long Peyton Manning dominated the NFL and look how great of a career Kevin Durant has had. And I already think Mahomes has surpassed Peyton Manning in the NFL, and also Nikola Jokic has already surpassed the career of Kevin Durant in the NBA. It's wild, and that's not to say that as a slight of the other guys, but look at what Mahomes and Nikola Jokic have already accomplished, and I don't think it's a crazy thing to say.
Zach Gelb, Infinity Sports Networks are going to a bachelor party. Where is it?
Going to Denver. This is kind of a low-key one. Recently, I've been to Barcelona. I've been to Puerto Rico for some bachelor parties, but going to Denver. So we will enjoy ourselves high in the mountains, go to Red Rocks, and do whatever they do in Denver.
The key word there. High in the mountains.
I thought that was just a slick way of saying it. If you want to call it out and go it that way, that's up to you. But a lot of Mad Dog Russo diet, if you get what I'm saying, this weekend.
Stoned in the mountains.
I have to ask this because I need to try to make a headline in this interview. Channing, Nick Saban, is he coming on back?
To call it to football?
Yeah, coach of football, so. College of the NFL.
I don't think he will. I don't think he can deal with the NIL and these new kids. I think the reason he left the first time is the reason he's not coming back.
So I don't think he's going to come back to college, but we were talking about this the other day, and we talked about what would be a good destination for Nick Saban. The Dolphins are actually a good destination a year from now. Who says you can't go home, guys?
Get out of here.
He loves Tua. Away. Him and Tua already have a
Jalen Waddle.
Hey, we got action, Hawk.
No, we would not. No, we don't have action. We would not welcome. We would not welcome him back.
Hawk, if they sign Nick Saban, I know what the lead is. I'm so fired up. You get one of the greatest coaches of all time. The Dolphins are going to the playoffs.
Not
Miami has the Dolphins. You would be singing it. You and Joe Rose holding hands, singing it.
That guy turned his back on this city in a cowardly fashion. Doesn't take anything away from his college coaching career. Maybe the greatest college coach to ever do it. But he turned his back on this place in a cowardly fashion. He's not welcome back here, and neither are you, Gelb.
Would you welcome back LeBron?
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Okay, so what's the difference?
I don't know. All right, Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. We'll see you. Safe travels, buddy.
You got it, guys. Be well.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network on National Glizzy Day without a glizzy. Very disappointing from Zach Gelb there. All right, Crowder's going to tell you about a car dealer here once he finds the information.
I got it, baby.
In his photo, what did he call it yesterday?
Photo log.
I got an iPhone with the photo log.
You got the photo log? All right.
Man. I got the macro log.
Yeah, it doesn't work as good as this one.
I think you might have a micro log.
You look like a log.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.